This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark, hello.
Hi there, Dave.
And our guest is Mr. David Goldsmith, who heads Aspira Medical and is also a co-founder of the MedMates Healthcare Technology Network. We'll talk about that network this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, generally, could you describe what Aspira Medical is and then what MedMates is?
Sure. Aspira Medical is a division of Aidence Skincare. We're based in Woonsocket, and we are developers and manufacturers of medicinal skincare products. They're FDA registered for treating wounds, rashes, and skin infections.
And this blossoming network, what does that involve?
So MedMates is a collaboration. We are just starting. We're a startup ourselves. It's a collaboration between the universities, the hospitals, researchers throughout the state in the healthcare technology space, and all of the companies. And there's a lot of great things going on in the state, and everybody's on their own little silo doing wonderful things, but there's no connectivity. So we wanted to create some connectivity so we can come together and form more of an ecosystem, which is a community that is interacting as a system as opposed to all individual parts. The goal is to grow this as a sector, to gain national attention to it, to bring in outside money, grow jobs. It's ultimately about growing this as a sector.
Now, this was an outgrowth of the Make It Happen Rhode Island event that the Rhode Island Foundation held in the fall, and they actually kicked in a little bit money to help this, the idea, again, being to generate from the ground up growth.
That's correct. Neil and Jessica and the other folks at Rhode Island Foundation were very encouraging. The concept for MedMates came out of the Make It Happen RI. We didn't have the name at the time. And MedMates, the name came about because it's about people coming together, the individuals. It's not so much the companies joining, but the individuals in the companies joining, and the individuals joining to be mentors for companies that are just coming up through the process, or individuals that need assistance from companies that have been through the process of financing and growth.
Recently, there was the sort of the public coming out party of MedMates, and it was held in the Founders League space, which is being administered by BetaSpring, that startup accelerator for a lot of IT kind of companies. And one of the things that's sort of interesting is different sectors of the economy are finding themselves trying to create the community, which is the precursor of this sort of startup activity, right? I mean, so perhaps in a couple of years, you might see a health tech startup accelerator kind of program?
I love the vision. Clearly, MedMates has as four P's that we've identified for our structure and our goals. And one of them is platform. And it's to build a platform for essentially a launch pad for startups. There's a lot of great research coming out of Brown and elsewhere, out of URI, or out of individual companies that are struggling to get something started. And so the first P is platform, and clearly it could evolve into a BetaSpring type of an entity specifically focused on the healthcare technology space.
Now, there are a lot of companies here that are a little bit beyond the startup space and actually have attracted a lot of venture funding, right? I mean, Napsys is one company, Illuminos is another.
Epivax.
I mean, they've all, grabbed big chunks of private equity venture money. So, you know, there are a lot of things happening already here, right?
Absolutely. And part of the objective is for the general public to understand what's going on. And even people within the health technology space are not aware of all the other things that are going on. The companies in Westerly or Woonsocket or Warren or Warwick, points in between. So part of the objective of MedMates is to surface essentially the directory of all of the individuals and companies, entities in Rhode Island, as well as the interesting research going on at the universities.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is David Goldsmith, the head of Aspira Medical, also a co-founder of the MedMates Healthcare Technology Network. The startup of your own company, this blossoming, as we mentioned, of med tech in Rhode Island, is this surprising? Are you surprised by this?
Surprised by?
That so many of these startups are happening, particularly in Rhode Island.
Well, you've got a world-class medical school here. You've got a world-class research and pharmacy school down in South Kingstown, and also here in Providence at the Providence URI campus. So, and we're not that far from Boston. There's a great hospital network here. So, I'm sure those are factors. Our company is here not because of either one of those. We are here simply because we grew up here. And we developed our patented technology. It's a broad spectrum antimicrobial, and we decided to grow here. So we're planting roots, and in the process, just reaching out to other companies in Rhode Island so that we're able to foster collaboration.
So, some of the folks at this coming out party made comparisons between Providence and Cambridge, say 20 years ago, you know, that there's a similar vibe, you know, that there was a kind of you knew something was happening. It was a little bit rough around the edges, but 20 years later, I mean, Cambridge is just, you know, overloaded with biotech companies. Is that, obviously that's sort of the goal, but, you know, is the expectation that maybe it's more specific into certain kinds of research, or it's just across the, you know, how broad is the spectrum of companies that are being attracted in research, being attracted to MedMates?
It's a really good question. It covers the whole space in drug discovery, medical devices, diagnostics, health, IT, informatics, contract research organizations, all of the myriad organizations that support and provide analytics and technology to companies in that space that are either discovering, developing, or manufacturing. That's just one large group. Then you have all of the research that's going on in the university and hospitals, and there's some really interesting research and discovery. It makes sense that physicians, doctors, surgeons who are working, brilliant people, come up with ideas and then are able to attract dollars, you know, from the government to develop those ideas. But a lot of those ideas never get out into the marketplace because they're not business people. And so there's a collaboration with Brown University and technology transfer, but there's also an opportunity through MedMates to connect it with existing companies that potentially could be the manufacturer for some of those ideas that could collaborate and take it forward into the marketplace.
So the medical technology employment possibilities are open?
Totally.
What growth potential do you see?
I don't think anybody has put numbers on it yet. So that would be an objective for MedMates to do within the next over the next year, is to survey and see what do we already have and what's possible, what's in the pipeline.
Quickly, give me a couple of points. Try to sell me to become a member.
Okay. So we all work really hard, and we all have really serious jobs and a lot of responsibility. And people really look, people that you think about your own work, when there's an opportunity to connect with others in a social, collaborative environment that is fun, where you're learning about what other people are doing, and they're learning about what you're doing, and they're saying, geez, did you know this other person that really could help you with that, or that could be either a potential funder, a potential partner, a potential customer, whatever, that's what MedMates is about. So anybody at any stage of their career or company will benefit by being a member of MedMates.
Okay, we've been looking at Rhode Island's growing healthcare technology network called MedMates, and our guest has been MedMates co-founder David Goldsmith of Aspera Medical. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks always to Mark Murphy, Providence Business News editor.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon, and this is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.